Hello, yes. Everyone.
Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show. This is Red Hood. Yes, for Wednesday, yes. August 28th, it's the Satirically Challenged Show, and this is a small batch.
Breaking news. It's Monday.
It is Monday.
Yes, it is Monday.
It is Monday, and this is a small batch. Entitled Uber Sued. Tonight we talk about why Uber has been sued so much. Maybe it's because of us. Go us! But also we talk about the rights of working workers for disability and how the Hindu in India talks about the Hindu Times in India talks about an intern in the suburbs of Mumbai who was protected by her four walls of comfort and never thought that life existed on the other side. So that's for tonight.
And also the fact that corporations are now stepping up, too, within India as well.
Now on to this Uber business. Yes, and now on to our opening segment. In terms of Uber and its business, well, two things are happening. If you haven't been following the Uber case, the case is, one, the CEO has been sacked. Two, the CEO is replaced by Expedia. Three, the Expedia CEO wants to change Uber's culture as of today. That's just today.
Okay.
However, to give you a brief description on Uber's CEO, he was walking. I saw him last week walking pretty much in shorts and a white T-shirt, which is the new form of the poor millionaire walking down the street with no money in his hand. Yeah, didn't you know that, Pinkwood? Or I thought you follow all these celebrities. I would be shocked that you didn't know that.
No, I don't follow at least him.
You don't?
No, I don't.
You don't follow him, but you follow everybody else.
Not everyone.
You do.
No, I don't, actually. So. Sure I do. Yeah, I must have been mistaken.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do.
I mean,
forgot about all that. All the celebrities I quote unquote follow.
And you're friends with all of them. So the fact is that you follow everyone, so we're very surprised that you actually missed the opportunity to see this CEO in shorts and a white shirt. We thought you might have been jealous.
No, it doesn't interest me much.
What?
Or
bearded man with white shirt doesn't interest you? Okay, fine. What would interest you? Muscly man in white shirt?
Was he riding a Honda?
I mean, Anyway, the fact is that Uber, its current CEO, and this will... and the fact is that Uber, Uber's new CEO, pick, Dara Chorosky, wants to step into a brighter spotlight. Now, fact is that, Expedia's culture, Expedia is known for flying, right?
Yeah, flying, which does not equal cars and other media.
Maybe they want to get the flying Uber.
Well, if they had Uber flights, that would be absolutely hilarious.
Flying Ubers would mean if they're flying Ubers, that means that they have to go. So wait. Make sure you have your passports.
No.
Maybe just pull out my photo and place them
here. Yes, you will. In some areas, yes, you will need your passports.
Yeah.
Yes, you would need your passports for domestic flights. You will remember to take your passports. Pack your bags.
Can you imagine the search pricing on that?
Says the person who loves pink.
It's after 9 o'clock. $1,000. $1,000 a mile.
So, take your bags.
Take your bags and get out of here.
Go find your flight. Go find your random flight, which could possibly be an older plane.
Yeah.
Not a 747. More like a two-seater plane from like that has no engine or very small engine. And then go on.
Go find a plane with an engine.
And fly.
Or alternatively. You can take a small little man like Flat Stanley, right, and take him onto every plane and just say he's a CEO. It works, trust me.
Right? That will work too.
Kiss your
trip goodbye.
Well, no.
Kiss your trip goodbye,
because
your plane is a lie.
Probably not going to get there.
The plane is a lie. God,
right.
I messed that up.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get there either.
The plane is a lie.
So, yeah, the plane's a lie.
Well, yes, the plan is a lie, but...
So, go on your plane... So go try to find plane. See how easy it is to try to get on the flight when being told no. It would be the end of flights there. We saw that offers flights at a very discounted rate. Really now. Are you sure about this?
Listen, discounted rate.
Out.
Yeah, discounted rate. Okay. Discounted rate applies to very small planes. Very small planes.
Yes.
Apply to this. The following. Cockfights, cock planes, prop planes, little prop planes that you can flip Flat Stanley in. Oh, and the CEO of, the past CEO of Uber. Now, the fact that is that in April, Uber uses psychological tricks to push its drivers' buttons. Now, psychologically, it actually, you know, in its commercials, they'll say, oh yeah, you could be chilling and earning. You can't do it at the same time. It's not as easy as it looks. The fact is
that
Pinkwood, you can't copy and earn. But also the fact is that 433
so it's like playing, earning.
Yeah,
playing.
So when are people working?
Never.
So what happens when someone goes, I can't do this playing and earning anymore?
Then we fire you. That's how this goes.
Not sound the most.
That's the way it goes
sometimes. It doesn't sound like the best job that you want to have either. It doesn't sound like the best job you want to have either.
Well, yeah, but it's a pick. You know this as well as we do, Pinkwood. It's like a pink slip waiting, right?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's an invitation to get fired. So 433 by a courthouse seems very high. So claims of negligence, failure to train, exaggerating the background checks.
But also, don't forget, they also love to mistreat people with disabilities. I'm sure that would make things even better. Good way of keeping a morale. Good way of getting passengers, right? So,
I mean, yeah, very
good. Keep up morale by.
But very good way to use. The fact is that when you're a disabled dog, right? The moment you step in a Uber, you step into the back of the Uber, the very back, right? If you're seeing eye dog, you'll be seen through the trunk. Thank you very much. There's a Florida Uber driver suing the company for its ban on carrying firearms. And then there's another
That's
one.
That's the kind of Uber driver you
and then,
want to have.
Yeah, then there was another of poor handicap access, at least. And then she claims that at least 200 others have been sexually assaulted by Uber drivers. Now, that's actually pretty awful when But my question is, how do you sexually assault somebody from the front of your car?
There's ways, and that involves assault.
There are ways?
And...
Really?
Nothing good comes out of that.
Nothing
Wade,
good.
Wade won't get into on this podcast.
Oh yeah, way too much. But the thing is that the fact is that the
no
company didn't
have
catch
to, women.
Oh
have
no.
To,
no, I'm not saying I'm not defending them.
People
should
saying, have to see. I know you're not defending them. What I'm saying is, why should people fear what is going? No, if someone is getting into an Uber, they should want to feel safe. Not the office. Not like you're putting trust in some person's hands who only wants your money.
Well.
For all
also,
purposes.
Also, the funnier thing is that when you when you get into any car, right, that's a black car, right, you assume that they're going to be treat you right, right? Not with Uber.
Yeah, no.
Not with Uber, right? Come on. You know.
Right,
Lyft,
yeah.
Maybe.
Uber likes to...
Lyft, maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, they're better. They're better than it. They're better than
yeah.
Uber. Lyft is fantastic. But the reality of Lyft
yes,
is
they
that
are.
They don't take, what was I going to say? They don't take,
They don't
take you and shove your guide dog in the back of the truck.
Lyft had some issues too, but not as bad as Uber.
Not as bad as Uber. I mean, Uber is uberly bad.
Uber has made their bed. Now they're laying it for all their shitty. All the shit that they did. Which is 100% fine with me.
Well, here's hoping that...
Why
especially when Uber's and...
Right.
Yeah. Okay, it's different if you decided to... that you're in a city and you need a ride late at night, Lyft better, Uber. I would be careful.
Uber would be very much
just out of.
I mean, the only time I will ride an Uber is if I didn't have any other choice. No. That's...
Right. Right, like you're in the middle of a city and everything is shut down.
Yeah.
For the night.
Exactly.
Better idea than going, how do we get home? Well,
nobody knows. I mean, like, really, nobody knows at that point. But I will say this.
Right.
It is one of those things, you know, one of those magical things that hopefully, because Expedia has really good service. Yes, we love Expedia here.
Yeah.
And really good deals and really good friendly customer service. Here's hoping that the OnTap CEO, new apparently CEO, can change up all this stuff, you know, and scrub it up clean. You know, give
because
it a good...
The need is kind of, it's a rather apparent. This is a need that cannot just be put under a rug and going, it's okay. It's fine. Everything will go away.
But it really won't go away.
It's not all good. It's not all good.
It's not all good. But yeah, the other thing about it is that you're
your what?
It is hoping that the new CEO will actually have will actually do it justice, you know.
Yeah.
That's the prayer. You know.
It's a big hope and a prayer, because it's a major hope and a prayer right now.
Right now, yes.
There's no excuse for what has been going on. And people have to be held accountable. It's a must at this point. Because how in the hell are people supposed to do anything? If you're limiting people's experiences, or also giving them terrible experiences at that, doesn't exactly spark good service.
Nope.
No.
What it sparks is no service.
Well,
at all.
I mean, I think the funny thing about no service, but we will continue this on Wednesday when we will get back to this on Wednesday and round up our thoughts then.
Not one. Oh, yes.
However,
I guess we'll talk about the next topic on Wednesday as well, since it's getting to that time.
Well, I mean, we could start
without
it.
We
can start it. The fact is, in India, and very quickly,
okay.
The fact is, in India, yeah. Most people don't get any knowledge of people with disabilities, and the fact that in corporate life, the society is really all about money, right? But
right.
There was an intern, which we'll talk about on Wednesday, who was a second year BLS student, and we'll clarify that on Wednesday too, that did an internship at the Human Rights Law Network, HRLN for short, and applied for the internship, and the internship was basically, she had no prior warning about the 9-to-7 life, and to try to stay a day longer, and she had worked hard to get the internship. And hustling for trains didn't bother her anymore. But the fact is that it gets very interesting, because she had the will and determination of the fact that the real world outside of law school is much different than what the book prepares for. And also working with disability rights and filing petitions for the High Court and working with women-related cases and visiting the Juvenile Justice Board and attending various events such as Together We Can, which is a social seminar. The fact is, it was very interesting. We'll go into this and more on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We told you it was a short bit. We weren't kidding. And so, yes, on Wednesday, we have Nuns Run Amok.
Yes.
mixed in with this person's experience at working for disability rights,
yes,
as well,
yeah,
as other topics. We will see you then. And also, we're looking for,
yes,
a new disclaimer. So we will see you that, and we will see you then. Good night.
Good night.
Yes. Night.
Night.